أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. We like to greet the listening audience with the greeting of peace or assalamu alaikum. You have tuned in to Optimal Health, hosted by Abdul Shaheed, certified symptometry health coach. We like to welcome you to our program today on Optimal Health. We're going to continue with what we were talking about last week on Optimal Health. We want to set the foundation on our show about what health is and what health is not. Health is a reward that comes from our cells, Health is a reward that comes from our cells. Our body is composed of 175 to 100 trillion cells, and the responsibility of those cells is to keep us healthy. So our show will be centered around and focused on the needs of the cells. It is taking care of the needs of the cells that will reward us with good health. Matter of fact, the definition of health is defined as the reward that the totality of our cells that bestow upon a person who succeed in aligning the desire of their mind with the needs of their cells. So at this time, we would like to read a couple of ayahs from the Quran, just to help us to stay focused. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Man we did create from a quintessence of clay. Then we placed him as a drop of sperm in a place of rest, firmly fixed. Then we made the sperm into a clot of congealed blood. Then of that clot, we made a fetus lump. Then we made out of that lump bones and closed the bone with flesh. Then we developed out of it another creature. So blessed be to Allah, the best to create. Surely the Almighty speaks the truth. Again, we like to define health. Health is a reward that comes from our cells. It is the cells that reward us with good health, no place else. So it's very important for us to be focused in on taking care of the needs of ourselves. If we take care of the needs of ourselves, our cell will reward us with good health. That is the definition. So now we have to understand what the cells need. That's what we have to do. We want to be healthy on all seven fronts. In order to do that, we have to understand the basic nature of health, which is the cell. So we've started to lay the foundation of health in our last week's program. We'd like to continue at this point, focusing on it is important to emphasize that optimal health is more than just being healthy in a few areas of our body. The general public has been led to believe that being healthy means not vomiting blood, not being carried away on a stretcher, or not being in a coma. But there's a lot more to it than that, our brothers and sisters. Many people view health as negative. Others understand health to mean not having diabetes, not having cancer, or high blood pressure. They define health in negative terms, not. So long as they're not checking into a hospital for treatment, have no urgency to compel them to call a physician, they claim that they're healthy. But that is really not true. The idea that a person needs to call a physician once they get sick goes way back to Asclepius, who is the legendary Greek god of medicine. Asclepius taught that people should eat whatever they want, and if they didn't feel good or feel well, they should make an appointment to see a physician for treatment. He was the deity that started man off on chaotic eating, and that chaotic eating has prevailed even until today. It is the chaotic eating that has been passed on through our genes for thousands and thousands of years. people not really understanding food and what to eat. If a person have a disease, that disease source started in three places. Number one, 80% of the time, if a person have a disease, it's from what they have been eating, consumption, to the food that they are consuming. 10% of the time is from exposure. And the third way is through accident. So we're going to be talking about exposure. I'm sorry, we're going to be talking about 80%, which is consumption, what people are consuming. The human being has to eat from his ecosystem. So we're consuming food, beverages, and water. So we have to understand what it is that we have to eat in order to stay healthy, in order to take care of the needs of ourselves. So health should be defined in positive terms, not by negative terms. There should be positive terms on all of the seven fronts, including sexual, physical, organ-wise, metabolic, mental, emotional, and systemic. At the blood and lymphatic level. In other words, health is expressed on all seven levels of the human body. Positive refers to the ability to take action and to achieve an objective within the sexual and physical sphere. For example, the ability to easily have orgasm during intercourse, the ability for a man to have an erection easily, and the ability to walk without pain, the ability to digest food without being bloated or being gassy, and to have quick reflex to remember to remain calm even when provoked, etc. These are the indexes of optimal health. And we stated last week, in order to be optimal health, healthy, we have to be about curing our diseases, not just treating symptoms, not just treating the disease. We have to be about curing our diseases. And we know that, like we said last week, that all diseases are curable. They're all curable. All diseases are curable.